from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to have some politics. Let's talk some interesting politics with two smart guys. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor and author of Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency, and Charlie Hurd, Washington Times opinion editor, and of course a Fox News contributor. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Charlie Hurd. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah. All right, you guys, there you go. Charlie Hurd, start with you. The most partisan, bellicose, over-caffeinated Republican, you know, attack dog speech, right? So that's what that was. It wasn't a State of the Union speech. It was a Democratic National Committee speech or whatever, convention speech. Now, I was just thinking, did it convince his left-wing base, which has kind of been shaky for him? I'm gonna get to his mental acuity or lack thereof in a minute. But politically, he's so far to the left on, you know, Israel. He didn't mention the border. He's basically didn't help Israel at all. Pushing Ukraine, raising taxes, spending more, blah, blah. All the left-wing stuff, blah, blah, blah. Did he convince his base, do you think?
I think that given the fact that Joe Biden has been the most left-wing, crazed left-wing partisan president we've ever had, far more so than Obama ever was, that when he came out, and this should be the warning sign for Republicans, the guy we saw, however much, whatever they juiced him up with, whatever cocktail of drugs they gave him to put on that sort of performance, that's the Democrat they're going to see. I think that and I think the base saw a guy that was locked and loaded. And that I vacillate on this every week about whether or not they're actually going to go into the election with Joe Biden or not because of the disabilities that you just mentioned. But I think that to me, the big takeaway from that speech was this is the guy they're going to go with. And he is loaded for bear and ready to fight. And it doesn't matter how insane it is. It doesn't matter how indefensible his positions are. It's all left-wing Christmas tree stuff, and he's willing to defend it, no matter how stupid it is. But and they will stop at nothing to get him reelected.
I think that's right. You know, Joe Concha, I think that what you saw. What we all saw Thursday night is the campaign, January 6th, you know, democracy, unlimited abortion, all the far left increased taxes and increased spending and climate change, easy up on the border, right? Just a little bit of rhetoric, but nothing coming out on the border. They want open borders. Hell, they're going to want illegals to vote if they could get away with it. I mean, I think Joe Concha, what we saw, I think Charlie's exactly right. What we saw is what we're going to get.
You're both right, but there's a big but as far as they can't keep him in a completely choreographed and scripted area and event and stage for the next 7 months, I don't think. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. If Joe Biden debates Donald Trump, there is no more teleprompter. There is this thing called questions, or these things called questions that are going to be thrown at him for 90 minutes. So you could juice him up all you want. But he basically showed us on Thursday night that he could read a teleprompter. Take him out of that sort of environment, and I think you'll see that other side of Joe Biden that we've been talking about for the past 3 years, where he loses his train of thought. It's a cleanup on aisles 5, 17, and 24 every time he speaks, and he's unsteady, and he's an old man that suddenly gets very defensive when he doesn't have all the right answers. Now, here's another but to that. Will he debate? And yesterday he was asked on a tarmac at Andrews, will you debate Donald Trump? And instead of saying, of course I will, the president's you know, have debated, and people who are obviously vying for the White House, there's always three debates or two debates, and I look forward to meeting Donald Trump on the debate stage. Instead, he answers, and this is an odd answer, "It depends on how he behaves," unquote. So Donald Trump, what, has to be good? What does that mean? In other words, they're already setting the stage. Like, Karine Jean-Pierre wouldn't answer the question either. And that tells me they're not going to debate. And they're going to do what Larry and Charlie just described to the audience, which is just try to have this packaged, homogenized, edited version of Joe Biden. If he does a TV interview, they're going to demand it's pre-taped because it's never live. You may notice that, right? And it's always going to be a situation where he's a package. He's not a person. And I don't know if that gets you to the finish line. I think you're better off, perhaps, but I think eventually he's going to have to be in an environment where he doesn't have, you know, the script handed to him.
I was trying to remember, Charlie, when we were in, I don't know, I think they did this. I went to grade school, grammar, like the fourth grade or the fifth grade in Englewood, New Jersey. It's a place called the Elizabeth Morrow School. And they had like reading, English, blah, blah. And I think there was a line in the report card for either it was either behavior or citizenship, or it meant like, you know, were you smoking behind the gym at 11 years old kind of thing? And if you were, you were going to get a clink. You had to get a detention. So Biden's going to.
Everybody knows Larry Kudlow was smoking behind the gym.
I know. Well, I cannot tell. Well, please, let's not go there. It's so embarrassing. It's 75 years ago. Anyway, Biden's going to grade Trump's behavior, Charlie. And if his behavior isn't good enough, then he's not going to debate him. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. Think about it. The utter stupidity of that. And that's, to Joe's point, of course Biden doesn't want to debate. No matter how much B12 injections you mainline into his rear end, he'll never last through a 90-minute debate. By the way, I know, yeah, we all know doctors in New York. I'm sure they got him in Washington now. You know, that B12 stuff, you just big injections worth, man. That's, I think they went overboard with Biden on Thursday night. But anyway, that he won't do it, Charlie. That's not, he's not going to do it.
I think the only deportment grade that Joe Biden will be looking at from Donald Trump will be the polls. And if polls show him in important places 10 points behind, then they might have to reevaluate and figure out a way to debate. Mm. Because honestly, and I really mean this, I think, you know, you could think that I'm sort of joking about it or being glib, but I'm not. You know, I think in a lot of ways, the White House and Joe Biden would rather talk, and Democrats would rather talk about Joe Biden's age and his health and his mental fissures or frazzle, you know, when his brain goes on the fritz. I honestly think they would rather talk about that, because if that's what the campaign is about, then it's, you know, in their mind, it's a fight between two old people, even though one of them doesn't have these mental problems and one clearly does. They would honestly rather talk about all of that stuff than talk about the issues themselves. Because the second you get into the issues, you're talking about the border. You're talking about people getting murdered in the United States by people that Joe Biden intentionally allowed into the country. You talk about the economy and the fact that people's real wages have gone down. You talk about the fact that we're in all these wars that happened on Joe Biden's watch and would never have happened if Donald Trump was still president. And you get into all those things. It's a whole lot easier to defend a kooky old goofball who can't keep his thoughts straight than it is to defend what Joe Biden has done with all of his policies on the domestic front in this country.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
So that raises the question, Joe Concha. Did Biden succeed? did he get done with all of his crazy left-wing policies, right? It's going to tax your way into prosperity. More spending, more borrowing, nothing on the border, no deals on the border. He's going to build a pier or a port in Gaza. You know, I mean, that stuff's just, and put American military in harm's way. All this crazy, but did he, with respect to standing up for an hour, and this, you know, and you could call it energy, I would call it bellicose, I would call it B-12 injections. Did he quiet the Democratic murmurings that he's, you know, cognitively disabled and has to go? Do you think he stops that out?
He absolutely showed passion and vigor throughout the address. Right now, it was loud passion,
yeah,
right? And if you take away the performance part, to your point, in terms of policy, in terms of content, it's horrifying, particularly the things that he claimed were true, right, as far as we have the economy that's the envy of the world and the lowest inflation in the world. And then they actually did a fact check on this, and dozens of countries literally have a lower inflation rate than us. He says crime's at a 50-year low. Of course it's not. The border, it's all Republicans' fault. No, it isn't. But if this is just based on performance, and that's what a lot in the media and some uninformed voters and obviously Democrats value, then yes, what he did on Thursday night was any Democrats who were on the fence that were thinking, all right, how do we get Newsom in again? How do we get Michelle in again? Maybe we elevate Kamala. That is all put to rest now.
Yeah.
He is their candidate, because now they think that they're going to get that version of Joe Biden for the next 235 days until Election Day. And you're going to see in a hurry that's not going to be the case. So I think in a way, Joe Biden did Donald Trump a favor in the sense where now they're not going to replace him with somebody who's younger and perhaps more appealing and could just carry the same message, but then no one's going to be worried about their mental acuity. So Biden will be the nominee. Democrats got fooled, and the media got fooled into thinking that this somehow he transformed himself overnight and now he's going to be just fine. No, they're in for a big surprise, especially if he's ever put in a situation where he has to speak for himself. But again, I think those are going to be so limited that we're just going to get the Max Headroom candidate at this point, if we know who Max Headroom
Charlie is. Max Headroom. I remember Max Headroom. Charlie, I kind of think Joe Conch is right. What do you think?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think that, and right on point about doing Donald Trump a huge favor, it doesn't look like it right now if you listen to Democrats, because they were so relieved by his performance, and they were really spiking the ball the last couple of days because they're like, he's back. And, you know, and it doesn't matter that there's nothing going on between his ears. All that matters is he's back, and he will say anything and make any argument, and he'll give us absolutely anything we could possibly want, which of course is what he has done. And that's why he's quieted the left in his party so much, with the exception of the pro Hamas sentiments that exist in a huge part of the Democrat Party. But in terms of the AOCs, other than when it comes to their support for Hamas, the AOCs of the world are totally satisfied with what he's given them. And so they're feeling like this is really great. And that they're pretty psyched about going into the election with Joe Biden. But I also agree with Joe in that, you know, I think the long term, you know, the long haul of a campaign is brutal. And he's not going to be able to do the basement strategy this time. And the obvious lies about the border are going to – and I think it's maybe a blind spot also for Democrats. They genuinely don't care that young kids are getting raped by Venezuelans that Joe Biden let in the country, and people are being murdered by these people. They don't care about that, and they don't think it's a big story. But that's a story that's so big, it's going to – get out there, whether the Democrats and the press, no matter how much they try to suppress.
Well, the next big injection of B-12 will be at the Democratic convention. He'll go back to his usual somnolence.
Are you sure it's B-12? I thought it was maybe heroin or something. Oh. It was something. Whatever it was, I want some of that.
No, you don't. We'll take a quick break and get a nice cup of coffee, you know, harmless coffee. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, Charlie Hurt, Fox News contributor, two of the smartest of the smart. I'm Kudlow, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Larry Kudlow. from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking politics with Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, and Charlie Hurt, Fox News contributor, Washington Times opinion editor. Fellas, let's slip back to last Tuesday, Super Tuesday. Charlie, really amazing sweep by Trump. I don't think that sweep has gotten sufficient coverage. Now, it has among a few of us. You know, we covered it on our show. Sean covered it, of course. Laura and so forth. But, I mean, he just blew out every, well, of course, Nikki Haley. But his totals were big. The turnouts were big. He's redone the Republican Party. I mean, I think that is a major factor, momentum, going into this general election, no matter how much Joe Biden lies about issues. What do you think?
Yeah, it was an extraordinary performance, no doubt. And in a funny way, you know, obviously there are always divisions within a party during a primary. That's why we have primaries, and that's normal. And, you know, and obviously we had gotten to the point where Nikki Haley was doing her best to exploit those divisions for her own personal gain, and they weren't ever going to go anywhere. She's never actually accomplishing anything. And whatever people she was able, you know, we've always known there has been a anti-Trump force within the Republican Party. He's obviously a disruptor, and all the things that most of us love about Donald Trump are the things that a few people inside the party who benefit from the establishment don't like about him. But so she wasn't even exposing anything. And anyway, everything she was doing, she was doing it with the help of Democrats, which really are, you know, who were playing in Republican primaries, which ought to tell you anything, tell you everything about her, that quote unquote movement. And when you take those out, you know, Donald Trump has a complete command of the Republican Party. And that's a good thing. The you know, his takeover is complete and it's ongoing. And I don't think that they'll ever be able to get it back. I do think that, interestingly, 2 days later, with Joe Biden's caustic, poisonous, bizarre performance at the State of the Union address, did a lot to reunify the party as well.
Oh, and, yes. Good point.
You know, Republicans put aside all of their differences at that moment and said, okay, this is what we're against. I may not like Donald Trump. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
That is a great point. You know, Joe, so folks watching that, you know, who are not necessarily on the far left fringes of the Democratic Party, folks watching that will be horrified at actually what he said. All right, forget about whether he's standing or not and how many B-12 shots he might have gotten. It's what he said, Joe Concha, that may unify the Republican Party.
What he said, absolutely. I think we've been hearing it for years now, right? So no surprises. It was just a laundry list of how great the country is and how horrible Donald Trump and the Republicans are, if you just want to break it down to a very simple theme. But back to your other point, I mean, you got to think – Donald Trump didn't get a lot of coverage for Super Tuesday because it was widely expected. You saw leads of 70 points, 60 points in most states. You knew Nikki Haley was going to drop out the next day. So he just did like kind of like what Fox does with like CNN and MSNBC. You know, he won big, so it's not really a story, right? I mean, how many times can we report that? But here's
we
the
make
thing
up
that puts
a story.
It in context.
We make up
what's that?
We make up some news.
Yeah.
What we do.
Good point. Yeah, we all make it up, all conjured.
I'm sorry.
But here's the big point, right? Go back to the morning of January 7, 2021, and you tell me if you thought we'd be here right now, because I didn't. I thought he was done. I thought he wouldn't run. And then when I heard he was running, I really did think, and you know this from me being on your show, Larry, with my sparring with Mark Simone, I thought DeSantis was going to be the nominee because he bought everything that Trump did without the baggage, and he's 30 years younger. And I was wrong about everything because Trump was – when he said he could go out to Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody, and his supporter would still be with him, he was kind of half-joking. And he proved it true. Like, you know, no matter what, his base is loyal, and the message is the right one, and people see him as the type of fighter that could really win those battles when maybe DeSantis and Haley were seen more as like middle management executives.
Well, it's a very strong performance, comeback, tremendous comeback. Very few expected it. Even those who love him and support him, tremendous comeback. We'll see what happens. Gentlemen, thank you for a Saturday. Joe Concha and Charlie Hurt, much appreciated.
Thanks, guys.
Folks, I'm Kudlow. We will be right back after this. We're going to talk with distinguished columnist Conrad Black and then Craig Shirley about Ronald Reagan and his new book. I'm Kudlow.